Meir, a back-channel peace negotiator, has said that top Israeli leaders told him that they learned that the top leadership in Israel has sworn a blood oath to never withdraw from any of these occupied territories in the West Bank. They think it's, you know, Judea and Samaria, that God gave it to them 3,000 years ago. So there's no chance whatsoever that Israel, as currently constituted under this openly genocidal government that is now in power, is ever going to be serious about any peace negotiations. Therefore, the only option for Palestinians and their supporters and anyone on earth who cares about justice is resistance. We need to resist by any means necessary, and it's time to up the pressure on Israel by using whatever means are going to be effective against Israel and its network of supporters all over the world, including the Zionist power configuration here in America, a mafia criminal organization consisting of nearly 100 millionaires, dozens of billionaires, and 500,000 hardcore extremist activists. These are the people who have captured the government here in the United States and forced the United States to give more than $1 trillion to contribute to the genocide of Palestine. And the American people don't have the faintest idea what's going on. And as the website ifamericansknew.org will tell you, if you bother to look at it, if Americans actually knew what their tax dollars were doing, they would drive the Zionist power configuration.
Dr. Byrne, if you allow me,
right,
I wanted in fact to pick
America.
Up on your last point about Americans and their lack of knowledge about this issue. Mr. Limbrakis, I wanted to ask you, because, you know, when we're talking about the details here, some of the details are quite public and obvious, such as the use of administrative detention, holding Palestinians without charge, the holding of patients, up to 600 patients, 160 of them who are suffering from serious illnesses, some of them terminal illnesses, are being held in Israeli jails, not getting proper medical attention. Their children who have been arrested. Just today, a child was released, a 15-year-old. Today, a 20th journalist, Palestinian journalist, was arrested. Now, all of this is important, is it not, considering the fact that the U.S. does always stand by Israel?
Well, of course, I have great sympathy, and it is important. However, when you have people like the other speaker talking about the master race, the Israelis never said they're the master race. Some other people say, oh, they're Nazis, just like the master race.
Chosen
people?
Well,
that's ridiculous. When you start this kind of a discussion, you've moved a long, long way from any kind of peace talks, any kind of understanding. And when all you can do is call for more and more violent resistance, as if the Middle East didn't have enough problems right now between the Shia and the Sunni battling it out, all kinds of chaos in many countries. You know, I'm not defending Netanyahu. Yes, his
all that chaos was caused by the Zionists.
Go back to the Jabotinsky.
The Zionists who took over America and blew up the World Trade Center and went after seven countries in 5 years to destroy the Middle East on behalf of Zionism.
Well, all right, I don't know what he's saying.
Mr. Limbrakis, go ahead. Dr. Byrne, just hold on to your thoughts. I will get back to you, I promise. Mr. Limbrakis, go ahead.
Well, in that case, let's just keep talking at each other. Yes, go ahead, speak.
Mr. Limbrakis, go ahead.
You want to take over the program? I've heard what you had to say. A lot of it is stupid. Some of it is based on truth, but you're not interested in that. All you're going to do is repeat to me what you just finished saying.
I just wanted to come in here and put a point to you, if you allow me, Mr. Limbrakis. Talking about what you said was the violent reaction,
Mr. Limbrakis.
Let's talk about
it like people understand something.
When you spoke about the violent reaction, I'm wondering, though, certainly that is an understandable reaction to years of Israeli occupation and takeover of lands and oppression and detentions and killings of Palestinians, is it not?
Well, of course, and that's the problem. The problem is that as one after the other peace deals has almost gotten there with American support in each case and then fallen apart because the Palestinians refused it, and because Hamas got stronger and stronger, saying, you see, we told you the Israelis don't belong here, the only way is fighting them. Well, yeah, when you go through, what is it, several decades now, 50 years of this, more than 50 years, going back and forth on this, of course you're going to build up very strong positions on both sides. Neither side has any time for the other, neither side trusts the other. And if all we can do is tell them, well, after all, just get rid of Israel. That's the only way to solution, as the other speaker seems to be saying. That's ridiculous. The Israelis are there. They're going to stay there. The Palestinians.
Okay, let's give a chance to Dr. Brett to respond to those accusations, because I do want to get a clarification from Dr. Brett. Dr. Brett, are you saying that you are only for armed resistance, or would you prefer a peaceful resolution to all of this?
Well, no, the whole point is to get a peaceful resolution, but how are you going to get a peaceful resolution in the current asymmetry of power, in the current asymmetry of violence? Currently, the Zionists are completely unwilling to go to the only possible solution, which is not the driving every Jew out of Palestine. The only acceptable solution is going to be the Israelis going back to the pre-67 borders and really going back, not keeping settlements here, settlements there, barbed wire here, checkpoints there, but just going back to the pre-67 borders.
Why?
Admitting the right of return is an individual right that cannot ever be abrogated. And this is the position of the United Nations. It's been reaffirmed repeatedly in dozens of UN resolutions. Every major country on earth is officially in favor of this solution. The Israelis are not willing to accept it. As Alan Hart said, they have sworn a blood oath at their top leadership level to never withdraw from those territories they stole in 1967. Under these circumstances, the only way we will ever reach a point that Israel will be willing to make peace on terms that the world can accept, that Muslims, the 2 billion Muslims in the world can accept, and the Palestinians can accept, is if there is more of an equality of power. If the Israelis and their Zionist backers around the world are going to suffer as much as the Palestinians are suffering right now, they will quickly make peace on equitable terms. That's why we need that resistance. Not to exterminate anybody, not to drive anybody into the sea, but to create an equality of power and an equality of suffering. Once we have that equality of power, the Israelis will make peace, but they are completely unwilling to make peace now because they have a complete monopoly of power and violence.
And Mr. Lambrakis, are you against that solution? Because what Dr. Brett there said sounds very reasonable, that Palestinians just want equality on their own land.
Well, he sounds very reasonable, but he is basing what he's saying on a lot of mistakes. He's talking about how you should go back to the 1967 borders. This happens to be the position of the Palestinians. He's talking about an unbridled return of Palestinians to Israel. That happens to be a position that the Israelis cannot accept because they are not there. The Israelis have a lot of Arabs who are living perfectly well in Israel, by the way. One of them is even a minister in the government. The United Nations has never gone from the first 1967 resolution, which was very carefully crafted and which never said that Israel has to go back to the 1967 lines. It said it had to negotiate from that position, and the Israelis wouldn't have accepted it otherwise. A lot of this
nonsense.
Is mistaken
nonsense.
And unfortunately being pushed by people who think that they see some way in which the Palestinians can become as strong as Israel. Look, that may have been the case many years ago, but
Mr. Mbrakis, I do apologize for interrupting you. We genuinely just have a minute left. I do apologize. I want to give the final word to Dr. Brett. Dr. Brett, back to this prisoners issue, the topic at hand today. I'm wondering, with the increasingly right-wing government of Netanyahu, as you've pointed out, is there any hope for the prisoners issue ever being solved?
Not until Netanyahu is gone, not until the Israeli people have a change of heart and decide to live on equal terms with the Palestinians who they have displaced, usurped, and committed genocide against. Not until the Israeli people get down on their knees and beg for forgiveness from the Palestinians that they have wronged will there be the possibility of peace in that region. And today the Israelis go up on hilltops to watch the slaughter in Gaza
and cheer for
the children being blown to bits.
Fella.
That's what they do. They go up and have parties on the hilltops, drinking and cheering as the children of Gaza are blown to bits. They elect war criminals like Netanyahu, the direct heir of Jabotinsky. Under today's circumstances, the only possible solution is to ramp up pressure by massive resistance against Israel and every supporter of Israel all over the world.
Okay, gentlemen, we will unfortunately have to leave it there for now. I do sincerely apologize for interrupting your time.
Has
unfortunately gotten
the
best of us. But of course, we do appreciate both of your contributions to this edition of the debate. That was Dr. Kevin Brett, editor of Veterans Today, who was speaking to us live from Madison. And we were also joined by Mr. George Lambrakis, who is a former U.S. diplomat, and he had been speaking to us live from London. And of course, viewers, we do appreciate you joining us as well for this edition of the debate. Until next time, good night.